I'm Rick Hansen with this check of the latest area news for Tuesday, August 13th on KJAN.com. A group of area school administrators is coordinating their efforts in an attempt to meet the standards necessary to obtain a grant that could range anywhere from $4 million to $10 million. Atlantic School District Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein announced during Monday's school board meeting that he's been working with superintendents at the Harlan, Cam, Exira EHK, and Griswold school districts to apply for a Race to the Top grant, which had previously only been available to states.
You don't have to be a state to apply for it. You can actually be a school district or a consortium. We're applying for a Race to the Top grant that focuses on career tech education.
And he said the hope is that the districts can use the grant monies to build some programs not currently offered and expand on those that are being offered. The districts would apply for a Tier 1 grant.
Grants for a Tier 1 consortium grant, and basically what they're doing when they say a Tier 1, Tier 2, or Tier 3 grant, it has to do with your district size. Tier 1 grant has to do with either a school district or a consortium that has 3,000 to 5,000 students. Well, I'm working with the other three or four school districts. We will meet them.
He says the superintendents plan to meet by conference call and or in person this Friday afternoon to file a letter of intent to apply for the grant, which he said would be a great shot in the arm for rural Iowa if the grant is received.
We think that based on what we've seen at this point, we're going to be working hard in the next couple months to go ahead and prepare a grant for consideration. But I'm excited about that. I think it gives us an opportunity not only to work together as a region, but also to focus on CTE programs, which I believe is certainly in dire need of expansion. There are a lot of other programs we could have into place, and if we can have the cooperation of other school districts in place in establishing those, I think it gives us a great opportunity to have a shot at the grant.
Race to the Top was created in 2009 and designed to spur innovation and reforms in state and local district K-12 education. It was funded by the Economic Development Recovery Act as part of the 2009 American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, or economic stimulus package. The states were awarded points for satisfying certain educational policies, such as performance-based standards. In May of 2012, the Department of Education proposed draft criteria for a district-level Race to the Top program. Police in Red Oak report the arrest this morning of two persons. Officials say at around 3:30 a.m., 35-year-old Kevin Houchin of Red Oak was arrested in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street on a charge of public intoxication. Houchin was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. And at around 12:50 a.m., officers with the Red Oak Police Department arrested 34-year-old Doris Ann Ellison of Red Oak. Ellison was taken into custody in the 700 block of East Washington Street on a valid Mills County warrant for failure to appear for contempt of court. Ellison was turned over to Mills County authorities for transport to the jail in Glenwood. A teenager from Red Oak was arrested late last night on a charge of criminal mischief in the fifth degree. The arrest of 17-year-old Brian Nathan Gross took place at around 11:30 p.m. at the corner of Center and West Coolbaugh Streets and was the result of an investigation into an earlier incident. Gross was released to his parents after receiving a citation to appear in juvenile court. And authorities in Montgomery County say no citations were issued following an incident where a dog broke free of its tie-out and attacked a neighboring dog in Elliott. The incident happened at 411 Linden Street on Monday. Officials say the dog, owned by Julia Doherty, broke free of its harness and bit a dog owned by Scott and Beth Peterson. The Peterson's animal was bitten in several places, causing injury. The dog returned home and was secured after Doherty was notified about the incident. Officials say both parties appeared to have been attempting to comply with the City of Elliott's dog ordinance and understanding of liability for injuries to the dog. That's a check of our top news for this hour. More news on the way from KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.